It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And we welcome you to this week's edition of Insurance Smart. We also welcome Bree Jens from Gable Insurance and Financial. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
Doesn't this feel like April?
I know, right? I'm okay with it. Yeah. I'm very okay with it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yes, I'm good. Yes.
That Monday forecast with wintry mix, nah.
No, thank you.
Nah. But it's still March in Wisconsin.
And last weekend, I got to take my daughter to the park for the first time, so that was exciting.
And she's how old now?
She is 8 months.
So she could appreciate a little bit of...
Little bit, yes. Yeah. But her like quarantine life, looking at the kids running around, was very fascinating, which was fun to watch her.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
I'll bet. They're fun to watch at that age.
Yes, yes.
Because every day is a learning experience for both, yeah, for both of you.
Yes.
Before we get into today's topic, I know we've talked about this before, but I think it's worth remembering. Mentioning, and I'll ask the question, does a person have to stay on their Medicare plan for the entire year?
Typically, they will be locked into their plan until December 31st and can change it during the annual enrollment period in the fall from October 15th to December 7th. But that is a good question because actually right now we are in the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. This applies to beneficiaries who are enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans as of January 1st. So these enrollees can use the January 1st to March 31st open enrollment period to enroll into another Medicare Advantage plan, or they can disenroll from their Medicare Advantage plan and enroll into original Medicare. So that's just Medicare Part A and Part B. But they can only make one change during this time frame. There are special enrollment periods that you can go over, like throughout the year, which we'll go over a little bit later, but things that you can change, like aging in or losing coverage. So those we'll go over in a little bit. But yeah, you can make changes. And right now we do have the Medicare open enrollment period. Otherwise, there is the annual enrollment period at the end of the year, which is the big marketing pull for all agents and insurance companies.
Yeah, which they seem to have forgotten it ended.
Oh, I know, right?
Some
yes.
Of them.
I know. I've seen so many people bringing in paperwork and flyers from that are advertising, which is actually not supposed to be done. It's crazy. So if you get anything in the mail, if you are a client of ours, or even if you just want to call and ask questions, if you get something in the mail that looks official, maybe give us a call and ask about it, because if you call the number on there, you give that marketing person permission to call you nonstop. So...
Which they probably will do anyway, but
right.
This way they got permission to do it.
Yes, yes.
I think the thing that's scary to and people maybe aren't aware of it, some of those documents, and you alluded to it, look so official, like they're from Medicare. Like
they look like it, and then in the tiniest little print says not affiliated with Medicare.
Yeah,
and then
if
you're
you
like,
have your glasses on, you don't even see it.
Right, yep, yep.
Yeah. Talking about enrollment, you've got some information that... you wanted to pass along today about the how-tos.
Yes, this is the when and how to enroll into Medicare. So this is if you're turning 65 and you don't know what to do, or you are over 65 and you're thinking of retiring, or just wanting to know if you should come off the group plan anyway. So this is the when and how to do that. So if you are already collecting Social Security, you're turning 65 and you're already collecting Social Security, you will automatically be enrolled into Medicare. And what I mean by automatically enrolled into Medicare, I mean Medicare Part A and Part B. So that's the red, white, and blue card that will come in the mail. This is not alluding to any sort of Advantage plans or supplements. This is just regular Medicare.
Straight out government Medicare.
Government Medicare, yep. So,
but that leaves you vulnerable for other things, and that's what you're going to get into.
Correct.
As well.
Yep, yep. So for if you are turning 65, already collecting Social Security, you don't need to do anything. You will get your Medicare card in the mail. So you will automatically be enrolled and have that number and effective dates assigned to you. The effective dates will be the first of the month that you turn 65.
And that is an official government card.
Correct. Yes, yes.
The
claim number is
away.
Tied to your Social Security number. So Do not throw it away and do not send it back. I had a client send it back this week, and that disenrolls you from Medicare Part B. So
oops.
Do not throw it away and do not send it back.
And if you're not sure,
Call and ask, please. Bree. Yes. Yeah. And we're able to take care of him. He's going to be fine. But he was like, yeah, I accidentally disenrolled. And I was like, oh, goodness. So we had a...
Always a challenge.
Yep. We had a lengthy conversation with Social Security. So he'll be okay.
Good.
But do not send it back. If you are applying for Social Security and you are turning 65, so you are not already collecting Social Security, you can apply by either calling the local Social Security office, or you can actually go and enroll into this online. So totally up to you, your preference. If you want to apply for Medicare Part A and B and Social Security online, you can do that at ssa.gov, or you can call your local Social Security office. If you want to call us and ask us for that number, otherwise you can Google, search the local office if you're not in Fond du Lac. The numbers are different depending on where you're at.
And you sit on hold for hours, or are they pretty good about getting to you?
I think it depends, but it's best to call probably first thing in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's whenever we have to make a phone call to Social Security, we always schedule that right away in the morning. And again, by applying for this, this will take effect the first of the month that you turn 65. Just a reminder of that. It's not
even if your birthday is the 30th?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So any time during the month.
Yep. Okay. The only exception would be if your birthday is on the first of the month. So let's say your birthday is May 1st. Mm-hmm. Your effective date would actually be April 1st.
Oh, they back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Nice of them.
Yeah. if you are applying for Medicare Part A and B, and you are not planning on collecting Social Security, you can still do that online. Or again, you can call your Social Security office. But if you are doing it online, and it'll ask you the question, are you applying for Medicare Part B? If you are applying for Medicare Part B, you say yes. Answer yes to that question. So it does ask specifically for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Applying for Medicare Part A and B? Yes, you are. It is important to note that if you or your spouse's employers have less than 20 employees, you have to enroll into Medicare Part A and B. So if you're not collecting Social Security because you're planning on still working, and you and your spouse's employer has less than 20 employees, you have to enroll in both Medicare Part A and Part B. And in addition, just to make it a little bit more complicated, if your spouse's employer has less than 100 employees and one of you are disabled, then you have to enroll in both A and B. So if one of you is disabled, that number goes from 20 to 100 employees. And then Medicare would be your primary insurance. So just to make it complicated.
They're succeeding.
Yeah. So
now just back up a second. Now we've got a husband and wife, mm-hmm. and only one is turning 65. That one person has to enroll if they fall under these qualifications. The second person who's not 65 yet obviously does not.
Correct. So you can take Medicare. You don't have to take Medicare if you have more than 20 employees at
right.
your job. Yes. If you don't have more than 20 employees, yes, you would have to take Medicare. But you can stay on your employer's insurance. You just have to have Medicare Part A and Part B as well. The reason that that is a question is because Medicare Part B has a premium. So a lot of times, if you do have more than 20 employees, which is actually the next one, you might apply for just Medicare Part A because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't apply for Medicare Part B.
Because you have coverage.
Yes. And why pay $148.50 a month for your Medicare Part B if you already have employer coverage that mm-hmm. is qualifying coverage? But again, if you don't have more than 20 employees, you have to take the Part B, even if you want to continue your employer coverage. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Makes
me want to call you.
I mean, right. And I mean, this might be the first time you've ever heard this, Jerry. Everybody's situation is a little bit different.
Right.
So we go through this and go through these questions with our clients to make sure that they are taking the steps that they need.
Because another variable that just popped into my mind is I'm working. My wife is working. Let's just mm-hmm. hypothetically, my company has less than 20. My wife's company has 1,000.
Right. So then we would do an analysis.
That's what I
yep.
There's
yep.
always the variables. Nothing is the same
nope.
for everybody.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So for the situation of, let's say you have more than 20 employees, so you want the option to keep your employer coverage and you want to just enroll into Medicare Part A, you can do that again at the SSA.gov website. And then when it says, are you applying for Medicare Part B, you say no. One thing to keep in mind now on this section, just to keep things confusing and encourage our listeners to call us, is if you have a health savings account on that plan, you cannot have Part A. So if through your employer, they offer a plan that has a health savings account, you cannot have Medicare Part A. And if you decide to enroll into Medicare after 65, Part A will backdate 6 months. So that means that if you are contributing fully, maxing out your contribution for your health savings account every year, you need to stop 6 months prior to enrolling into Medicare. Because Part A will backdate 6 months. So, yes. So if you have questions, especially if you are someone that is thinking of retiring, your employer does have a health savings account and you're wondering what to do, please give us a call because there are a lot of complicated rules, especially when it ties in Medicare and the health savings account. So we are well-versed on this and can help you through that. We've had people get misinformation even after calling Social Security just because of that backdating rule. Mm-hmm. One thing to keep in mind, if you are contributing to your health savings account and aging in to Medicare, so you're turning 65, that Medicare Part A is not backdating. It's only if you are taking Medicare after 65. Sometimes that gets confusing. I've had a client sent to me from Social Security that was told that it was going to backdate and they were turning 65. So it does not backdate if you are turning 65. If you are enrolling after 65, Part A will backdate.
Okay.
Just to make it clear.
I'm glad you understand all this and can help the listeners.
Right.
I really am. What if, and here's just another what if, and it could happen. A listener made a poor choice or made the wrong choice. And this, after hearing this, they want to talk to you and maybe determine that something else could have, should have been done. Can it be amended or are they screwed?
I think that when it comes down to, when it comes to the health savings account, that's going to be done. It's going to be balanced when they file their taxes. So if they made a poor choice as far as, let's say they're contributing to a health savings account and they have Medicare Part A, they do have until the April 15th tax deadline to solidify that contribution to their health savings account. So there might still be time to correct it in that sense. So let's say last year they made that.
Little wiggle room.
Yes. Yep. Otherwise, I would, if that's the case, if you're someone that thinks that you have Part A and you've been contributing to a health savings account, give us a call. So then we can look into exactly what the situation is.
And do your analysis.
Right.
I notice here one thing that you made a note that you wanted to talk about, and I just find it interesting, is disenrolling.
Disenrolling, yes.
I guess my first question, why would anybody want to disenroll?
We just had someone who disenrolled recently for the reason of they are on their wife's Medicare. So they just aged into Medicare. Mm-hmm. They are collecting Social Security because they're retired. Their wife is working. Mm-hmm. Their wife is on a health savings account plan. So they were automatically enrolled into Medicare, but they want to stay on that health savings account plan and they want to max the health savings account because if it's an individual, you can only put $3,600, and then if you're over 55, an extra $1,000. Mm-hmm. If it's a family amount, that goes from $7,100 and an extra $1,000 if you're over 55. So they want to disenroll from Medicare Part A and Part B so that they can max that HSA contribution and stay on her group plan.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
Because I was thinking, if you disenroll,
because sometimes, and we do the analysis because sometimes it isn't in the client's best interest. It's not the most appropriate situation for them to stay on Medicare. And we tell them that. And for this instance, that client they're going to work with us on other aspects. But realistically, when I sat down and did the analysis with them, I told them it's not in your best interest to have me as your agent in terms of your health insurance because you should stay on your wife's group plan. So they are not a Medicare client of ours, technically, mm-hmm. you know, because they are staying on the group plan. So we always do the analysis and make sure that we are giving recommendations that are appropriate for the clients.
Sounds to me like just about everybody should really, when you get toward the end of the year, do some sort of annual analysis with you guys of mm-hmm. where you're at, where you should be, what right. the next year should hold for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I
realistically, mean, it sounds like something that we as private citizens, perhaps not as educated as, well, definitely not as educated as you who work with it, really need the assistance before we make a choice for ourselves for the year.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And every year the plans change and every year the individuals change. That's what I tell people. We touch base every fall during the annual enrollment period because that's when the new plans come out. And we go over all the changes that happen to the plans that are available. Has something new come into the area? What do the drug coverages look like? Because those change every year. This last year, there were huge changes to insulin coverage. So we look
at all. For the good or for the worse?
For the way better. It's awesome. So for some companies, if they opted into programs, they will have a copay even through the coverage gap for insulin. So that's
really?
Huge. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That would be.
Yep. And then we also look at how did you change throughout the year? Do you have new prescriptions? Are you doctoring more? If that's offered to us, if that information is offered to us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so yeah, doing an annual review is super important.
And the reason is twofold. The government rules change and our personal lives change.
Right. Yep.
And you got to put those two things and all the facts involved together to come up with the best recommendation.
Yes. Yep.
And I wouldn't want to do that on my own.
No, absolutely not.
And I sit here and listen to you guys every week.
And we're like talking like gibberish to you because it's like HSAs and...
Yeah.
Telling like the Medicare form numbers.
But with all the changes, you know, we get past the first of the year and then you or Larry or Kathy come in and or Emily and say, well, a lot of changes that blah, blah, blah. Holy cow. You know,
it
doesn't make sense to try to wend your way alone on these things.
Right. And this year there have been mid-year changes. So that's different and new for all of us.
Did the newly passed bill make some changes too?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we're going to have a radio show to come in and talk about that. Probably in the next couple of weeks. We're still trying to dissect and digest all the information. So
wow. Now, we talk about deadlines all the time, but people's lives don't necessarily change with governmental deadlines.
They do not. And that's okay because there are special enrollment periods as well. So if you are applying for, let's say, a special enrollment would be a loss of coverage. So let's say you are leaving your group plan. You can go on to, you would have a special enrollment to enroll into Medicare at that time. If you do that though, so let's say you're after 65, you do have forms that you need to fill out, a verification of income form. And then you have to fill out the actual application for Medicare Part B. Those get faxed into Social Security and we have those forms so we can help you with that. So that is an option as well. So that would give you then also a special enrollment period to enroll into a Medicare Advantage as well. Because again, like you had said, people don't exist on deadlines. Also, if all of this information is so overwhelming, we do have webinars this next week on Tuesday. So if you are interested, we have one at 3:30 and we have one at 6. So you can go onto our website, gableins.com, or give our office a call. I'll give you the 10-digit area code
there
phone number, 920-921-7526. So you can give us a call, register, and that's free. So just some information that goes into a little bit more in depth on what I kind of talked about today on retirement planning. It's ACA, so Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, Medicare, and Social Security planning.
All righty, we got just a few minutes left. In general, when somebody makes an appointment with you for an analysis, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term, that's probably the best term for it. What do they need to bring so people know how to prepare for this meeting? I know you'll tell them, but give them a little heads up on what do people need to bring so that you can do your job for
What's super helpful for us is to, one, have a list of your prescriptions, because we always start with prescriptions, because those are very important factors for a lot of our enrollees. It also would help to have information on the current plan that you're on, especially if you're on a group plan. So the premiums, the summary of benefits, and then also your current income so we can determine if what your Medicare bracket will be. Typically, the Medicare Part B premium is $148.50, but that does depend on income. If you're over certain thresholds, it could be different. So your income, your list of medications, the premium that you're paying for your group plan, and the summary of benefits are the most helpful things for us to have when we start an analysis.
And I think another one we need to throw in, because you can't ask, is the willingness to discuss your medical conditions.
Yes, we will not ask you if you have any health conditions. Nope. But if you do offer that information, it is helpful for us to know, because it helps us make recommendations based on that.
Well, the more you know, the easier it is to
because you want us to make the best recommendation, the recommendation that actually applies to your situation. And we can't do that if we don't know what your situation is. So we won't ask, but if you offer it, it will help us make a more appropriate decision for you.
Because a lot of it is contingent upon, I guess, for lack of a better term, frequency of medical visits.
Yes.
During the course of a year. I mean, yep. If you're really healthy and you don't go to your doctor a lot because you don't need to.
Right.
It might be plan A. But if you have underlying conditions and you're visiting a primary and a specialist or 10.
Right. Yes.
It's going to make a difference, especially with copays.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
So a lot of things that you have to take under consideration when you're making your recommendations. If you had to summarize what you talked about today in 60 seconds, what are the key points?
The key points are if you're collecting Social Security, you'll be automatically enrolled. If you are not collecting Social Security, you're going to either want to call the Social Security office or go to their website to apply. If you are on a group plan, it might be beneficial to give us a call so that we can do an analysis for you and help with some of the Medicare enrollment rules from there.
Okay. And we haven't mentioned in a long time because Emily hasn't been here. You are a full service agency. You do cover homes and cars and boats and trucks and chirping birds and all that
stuff. We do, and financial planning as well. So we offer health insurance, so ACA, Medicare. We offer the personal lines, like you had said, home, auto, ATV, boat, all that stuff. We do have a group division, so group benefits division that's done with Larry's son, Tony, 5G Benefits, and we have a financial planning division. So if you have questions on your investments or IRAs or Roth IRAs, we have a division that's done through Merseburger Financial.
Yeah, we had a chance to talk with Josh, I think his name was, last week.
Yep.
He really is knowledgeable.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's a good partnership with you guys and him, because he's just on top of that.
They do a great job. Yep.
That field.
But also, make sure to check out our webinars next week. So next week, Tuesday. And you can go to GableINS.com or call us at 920-921-7526. And it's just free information. If you're just starting the retirement process, this is free information for you to hang on to. And then if you want to make an appointment from there, then we can look at your specific situation and see what's going on.
All righty. Real quickly, that number again, 920.
920-921-7526.
All righty. And you can call that for the webinars as well, too.
Correct. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. Bree Jens, thank you so much. Always chock full of information.
Yes.
And I'm glad you're there, because some of that can get overwhelming.
All right. Well, have a great day.
You do the same. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's edition of Insurance Smart. Gable Insurance and Financial, back next Saturday at 7:35. It's 8 o'clock. KFIZ Fond du Lac.
Resisting calls to resign. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. 24 federal lawmakers and 135 state lawmakers.